This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. Our last Aussie, Casey Delacroix, was sent out of the competition on day 7 by the talented Canadian Eugenie Bouchard. After taking the first set, Casey was overpowered by the young, exotic 19-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, obviously disappointing to lose. But yeah, you know, I'd probably say that the best player tonight won, and that was Eugenie. And yeah, she played really well.
Despite the loss, Casey is happy to have improved her ranking.
I was 180, and it was just a matter of, like, do I want to continue to, like, really work hard and play singles? And now, only 3 months later, I'll be back inside 100. But I'm back kind of where I wanted to be, probably sooner than I thought. And I was in the fourth round of the Australian Open.
Eugenie was outnumbered by the Aussie crowd, but still felt the energy and support from her Aussie-based Genie Army. Every time she goes out on court, they give her a small stuffed toy as a welcome gift.
Yeah, I felt it. They were, trying to rival her little group of people. Obviously, you know, the whole stadium was for her more, but, got a gift as usual. Today it's a kookaburra, so getting the full range of Australian animals. Now I have 3, so just looking, hopefully in 2 days I can add to my collection.
Number 1 seed Serena Williams was knocked out of the Open by giant killer Serbia's Ana Ivanovic.
I made a tremendous amount of errors. Shots I missed I normally don't miss. I haven't missed since the 80s, so, you know, I'm just not used to missing those shots.
Serena wasn't quite herself on court today as she battled a back injury.
And it's not anything that's life-threatening or anything, you know. It'll get better. I just need a couple days off. Unfortunately, I don't have that in a Grand Slam, so he'll be okay though.
Patrick said that you blocked your back and then you blocked your neck.
He's the one that's snitching.
No comment.
But yeah, I almost didn't play, but hey, I did, and at least I feel good that I tried the best that I could on this day. I've been on the strongest meds I can take that are legal, so, you know, my body didn't handle it well because I haven't been taking anything, so I was, like, really out of it for a few days.
But she's not willing to concede that this tournament is cursed.
I mean, maybe not. I've won this tournament 5 times, so I don't think that's necessarily mean that I have something. I think I've done pretty well here, you know, in general, over the history, so.
Some people have been talking about you possibly winning all 4 slams this year.
No, I won't.
Had that been a time.
The Serbian beauty, Ana, said beating Serena was one of the best wins of her career.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's such a great player, you know, and going on to the court today, I really just tried to give my best, you know, and tried to make it a good match, and, you know, I was very competitive till the last moment, and I'm just very thrilled, obviously. But I really just believed in my game and stepped up when I needed to, and, you know, I had to break a spell of a fourth round, then, you know, what's the better place to do it than here?
How does this win taste for you? Is it just fish and chips or lobster with champagne? I know that's a happy meal, but I'm not thinking about McDonald's.
That's a funny question. It's amazing. You know, I worked so hard. I'm just so thrilled, you know, to reach quarterfinal here, first time since 2008, and it means so much to me to do it in this manner too.
Last time you made the final here, you were wearing a blue dress. Looks a lot like this one. Are you all superstitious about things like that?
A little bit. I was very happy when I saw the color.
Lena was keen to impress her coach Carlos after almost getting knocked out of the tournament in the last round.
I think yesterday also I do a lot for the practice, you know, because I really make Carlos sad when the 2 days ago for the match. Yeah, normally every match we will talk after the match, but you can look at the face, I was really unhappy. So even like yesterday, I know if I didn't do something, for sure he was so pissed. So at least I think today make him a little bit happier. So I feel much better.
Number 2 seed Novak Djokovic was as relaxed as ever, joking around on court during his 4th round win over Fabio Fognini. And he's still working on his Boris Becker impersonation.
I'm gonna gain a few kilos, I have to, and I have to color my hair in order to do the proper Becker imitation.
Novak is close with the other guys on tour, but not that close.
That you're so intimate with them, does it mean...
Wait. I'm good friends with them, you know, let's not get into the intimate part.
Stan Wawrinka was through to the quarterfinals in 3 sets against Tommy Robredo. I spoke to Stan about his big Oz Open rematch with Novak.
Really tough to beat. I had 5 sets last year against him here, 5 sets in US Open, but didn't win. Didn't find the solution to beat him, so it's going to be really difficult, but I'm practicing to play that kind of match, a quarterfinal here against one of the best player in the world.
He used to bring a Homer Simpson doll on tour and take photos with all the players, but now he has retired Homer.
It's been a long time that he's not on the tour anymore. No, I did that 2 years ago, I think. And the thing is, I had him all the year with me, every tournament. So it was just a way to show my life a little bit different. And I did all the picture that I can in on the tour. So if now I still have it and I still do picture, it's going to be the same picture. So not funny at all.
But you still have him?
Yeah, somewhere, yes.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.